All you all, what is up? My mic was muted. I do apologize. What is up, you guys? We are tonight live from not only Facebook, not only YouTube, but as of tonight, we are actually live from Instagram. So what is up, you all? So look, y'all, we are excited to be here with you all tonight. We cannot wait to have this conversation with you all. And I got my sister up here with me, Miss Tevis. How you doing, sis?
I am good. Happy New Year to you. How are you?
I'm good.
Happy New Year to you.
Let's go, y'all. And with this show, and we're going to start it off with the theme song. Let's go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Tevis? All right. Can you hear me, Tevis? All right. Hold on, y'all. We was trying to do some multiple streaming. We might have to not do it that way. All right, Tevis, is it better now? All right, hold on one second, y'all. We're going to be back. All right, y'all, we're going to start it off with the theme song, and we will be back. When we come back, we will have everything going for you all, and we will be ready to go. So let's go.
What is up? Everyone. It is another day, another time, and another week for Real Talk Monday.
I can hear you. I can't see your face. Yep, I can hear you, sis. I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hold on one second, y'all. We're having some technical difficulties on Tevis's end. If y'all can hear us, please let us know in the comments.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right. So let's go, y'all. Let's go. And Tevis, let's start it off with prayer and then tell them what our topic is on tonight. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you have done and all that you are continuing to do for us in our life. We'd ask that you bless this show. We'd ask that you not only let us be godly, but let us be real as well. We'd ask that you take Tevis and I out of the way so that your name gets the glory, your name gets the honor, and your name gets the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So tonight's topic is about fit friendly women. So men who desire fit women, but their women, the men lack the motivation or no.
The woman lacks the motivation.
Women lacks the motivation. So men who desire fit conscious women, but their women lacks fitness motivation. So that is our topic for tonight. And as always, these are our experiences, perspectives, points of view. And of course, we're here to get everybody's perspectives, points of view, because body image, weight, fitness, internal health, physical health, mental health, spiritual health, all of this is a thing now. And of course, we definitely know when we see someone, we see that outer appearance first, right? So again, men who desire fitness women, but their women lack fitness motivation. So let's get started, James.
All right. Let's get started. And before we get started, I know we said that we would be on Facebook and YouTube. For some reason, I was getting a lot of feedback in my ear from the Instagram Live. So we'll be sharing it to Instagram Live later on. But tonight, we'll just be on Facebook and YouTube. I'll try to figure out how I can keep it from getting that reverb in my ear. So the first question is, what does it mean? What does fit mean to you? What does fit mean to you?
So first, let's define it by what the experts say. So the experts define physical fitness as one's ability to execute daily activities with optimal performance, endurance, and strength with the management of disease, fatigue, and stress, and reduced sedentary behavior. It also says fitness looks like someone who is strong and healthy, someone with a good amount of muscle mass, good cardiovascular endurance, and low body fat percentage. Fitness isn't about being skinny or looking a certain way. Being fit is a lot more than just looking sexy at the gym or in a bathing suit. You can look amazing and still be unhealthy. Being fit means that you have a body that is healthy and can endure the daily physical strains you put on it, like running a distance or picking up that big bag of mulch. Now, when you ask me what does fit mean to me it means being healthy in every aspect, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, right? I know that just because you're skinny doesn't mean you're healthy. I also know just because you have a little weight on you doesn't mean that you're unhealthy, right? So I think that for each person, fit means something different. When a man looks at a woman, when a woman looks at a man and think fit, their perceptions may not be the same as mine. Some men may want a super toned, supermodel, tiny woman. And some may like women my size, but goes to the gym or exercises daily, you know, physically, and, you know, is able to hold her own in activities. And some men may like women that are a little thicker. And I think for each own. So when I think of fit, I think of someone like myself, that you may not be super toned, but you're not super heavy either, right? And this is not a ding against anyone that's small or not so small or the size that you want to be. Again, this is just terminology that we're using based off of knowledge, experience, and, you know, words used today. So yeah, so that's what fit means to me.
Basically, I would say the same thing. Fit means to me being healthy, not only physically, but being healthy spiritually and mentally and emotionally. Mm-hmm. Because let's be real, when you are not good physically, mentally, or emotionally, mm-hmm. you are going to, if you're not good in one of those three areas, one of the other, then the other two areas is going to falter as well. Mm-hmm. So if you're not healthy physically, you're not going to be healthy mentally or spiritually a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. If you're not healthy spiritually, you're not going to be healthy mentally or physically a lot right. of the times. Mm-hmm. So you just have to make sure that you are doing the work to make sure that in every aspect of your life as you can, that you are staying fit.
Right. I agree. Okay, is there a way to tell your woman you want her to be healthy?
There's definitely a way.
Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
For me, one way is like being like, babe, let's go to the gym together. Mm-hmm. Let's like go to the gym together and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, babe, let's go exercise and let's go riding on our bikes.
Mm-hmm. I agree. All
right, babe, instead of drinking Coke today, let's drink water today.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of eating this today, let's eat this today. Let's mm-hmm. meal prep. Let's prep for our meals. That way we can save money. You're mm-hmm. making it look like it's something else, but in all honesty, you are really doing it because you are concerned about their health.
Right. So it sounds like you're not making it a her thing. It's a let's together do this, right? And right. I think that's important both ways, right? If my guy could be a nice sized man, nice shape, you know, but still eats unhealthy, or he feels like maybe his belly is getting a little big or his energy is lacking, you know, I'm going to say, hey, like, have you been to the doctor? You know, what's going on? Are you mentally okay? Right. How are you feeling? You know, I'm definitely going to encourage him, especially if we don't live in the same city. I'm going to encourage him to, like, let's start back eating clean. Let's start back exercising. And, you know, we can challenge each other even from a distance. Right. Kind of a little bit harder to hold him accountable, but I think that when we make it a together thing, a we thing, it doesn't make the person feel like they're overweight or not good enough, right? Good enough for you or judged. However, I know there was an acquaintance that he doesn't want. He says he knows he's a little fluffy, right? But he says that he doesn't want his woman or a woman to mention going to the gym or eating clean to him. He said when he feels like it, he'll do it. And I'm like, why take it personal? Why not take it that somebody cares enough for you to work with you, to right. encourage you to, you know, to work out or to exercise, you know? So I think that I do believe that people do it when they're ready. And I think sometimes that when people make the comment that he made, that it is because he or she's not ready, right? That maybe they aren't ready or they feel offended for whatever reason. So yeah. That's my feel on that. So yeah, I definitely agree with you making it a together thing for sure.
Yeah. Like for me, like I would love it if my woman was like, let's go to the gym together. Like, let's have fun. Let's make it a fun thing. Like, mm-hmm. let's make it to the together thing.
Right.
Because I'll be real. Like for me, I know that as much on the go as I stay, I do not mm-hmm. eat healthy. I'm not right. healthy either.
Right.
I'll be the first to admit it. Like mm-hmm. I'm a junk food junkie.
Ah.
So with that being said, what I do is on Saturday mornings, a lot of the times, I'm up at like 6 a.m. or mm-hmm. 5 a.m., 6 a.m., mm-hmm. and I'm heading to the gym.
Right, right.
I'm getting about 2 miles in while I'm headed to the gym mm-hmm. because of the simple fact of I'm like, okay, if I'm going to eat unhealthy, at least let me make some smart decisions mm-hmm. somewhere in there mm-hmm. to where I'm taking mm-hmm. care of my body. Now, right. let me be honest. Here lately, I have not done that like I should because mm-hmm. life been lifing and mm-hmm. I've been having other things going on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. But trust and believe me, I'm going to get back into that
right
habit because yeah. I feel better when I do that. Literally.
For sure.
I
mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. I do too.
And it's like I can tell when I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So I'll go with the next question. Next question that we got is, what are some fun things to do to motivate your partner? I think we kind of talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, we kind of did. Like you said, make it fun. In the summer, go swimming. In the summer or whatever, go for walks, right? You can go find hikes. You have an acquaintance who every year, her and her husband, they find different, they do hikes where they can look for different waterfalls. They try to find a different waterfall every year. So, I mean, that's kind of fun, right? So hiking, walking, if you have pets, walk the dogs, go find different trails, nature trails to go to, ride bikes with your kids. There's plenty to do that doesn't have to always just seem like it's a hardcore workout, but do some cardiovascular stuff. It keeps your heart pumping, right? Get you some miles in, you know, whether you're biking or jogging or walking or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, I think there's different ways to make it fun. Eating clean or let's challenge each other. Mm-hmm. Like who can go all week with not eating any sweets, or who can go all week and drink only water, or, you know, let's go so long without eating pork. You know, one of my best friends, she and her guy are not eating pork. I don't know for the time frame, but they're going through that phase, you know what I'm saying, of no pork. Me and Ava, we said no sweets. So we haven't been eating any sweets, and that started last week, and this week we've added on no fast food. So we are going, that's going to save us money. Plus, I feel like we'll see a difference, right? So the no
y'all pray sweets, for me on that. The fast food.
The sweets hasn't been as hard. And my dean has the best chocolate in the office, and I thought it was going to be challenging, but I made my mind up. I haven't had any. Today we had lunch, and they had these wonderful looking brownies, and I was like, but I kept saying, so how are they good? Like I could just taste it while they was talking, and I did not eat one. So that was really, really good. That was good. So I'm rocking on that. Sunday, Monday, no fast food. Gonna go through the week. I feel I can go a week without doing something. I can go 2 weeks, I can go 3 weeks, right? So right. I think those are ways, challenge each other to do things, but you got to be willing. It's a mind thing, right? I think the stronger you are mentally, the more mm-hmm. up to challenges you are.
Like another thing you could do is if both of y'all like sports or mm-hmm. something like that, maybe like go to the gym one day and be like, let's have like a little half court shootout.
Right. Yeah. Like
play 21.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's true. Like just fun things.
Yeah, there are. How can you encourage your partner without making him or her feel like you are putting her down? We kind of talked about that too, but yeah.
Yeah, definitely did. We done talked about a lot of these before mm-hmm. we even got to. That's mm-hmm. how you know our conversation is good. But for me, the way that you could do it is be like, you don't have to be like, babe, you're getting fat. Like, mm-hmm.
no,
you know, or like be like showing her a photo of somebody that is skinny and be like, why can't she look like this?
No. And don't be sitting beside your girl and be like,
you eating that again?
How you weigh less than me and your thighs are bigger than mine? Don't say no mess like that. Women are built differently for a reason. Because then you may get a comeback. Like, my thighs may be big, but your stomach is big, right? So then it doesn't, not fun, right? So you hurt each other's feelings. So
right.
Definitely you can encourage your partner without making her feel, I'm telling you, it definitely will. You can definitely encourage your partner without making him or her feel like you are putting them down. That is super true. Super true. Super true. Okay, next question.
All right, so the next one we got for y'all as far as the question, because we got a little fun segment that we're going to do tonight too. So the next question that we got is, okay. Are fit men better in bed?
You know, my friends always tell me I don't have a type. And when I was reading up on that, are fit men better in bed? I don't think it's about someone being fit or not, more so than, you know, this could go in 20,000 different ways. I don't think that it's more so the size as far as their body shape. I mean, endurance may be better if they're fit, right? And then, too, I could be assuming, right? But endurance may be better. And I think that kind of sums it up. But I don't think it's a matter of the performance, the actual act of it, right? So when I was reading it, it was just saying, it's pretty much said that the endurance may be longer for a more fit man versus a not so fit man. But again, I don't know if it's true research that says that. So I don't think that that is, I don't think we can really say, I don't think we can say, are fit men better in bed than a non-fit man? I mean, what about a woman? Is a fit woman better in bed than a non-fit woman? I mean, what are we basing this off of? Endurance, how long he or she can go, who gets tired the fastest? Like, you know what? What are we really
basing this off of? It depends on what your preference is.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's just what your preference is.
Yep, I think so too.
It's it just depends. It just depends on what you like.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too. What if a woman keeps saying it's easier for you as a man to lose?
I think sometimes it is easier for men. I really believe that because I can honestly say there was one time that when I was younger, I was out with a couple of my cousins and I was out eating. And at my favorite restaurant, shout out to Old Charlie's. I was out there eating. And literally, I was on row number 4 or 5. And my cousin just looked at me. She's like, "You made me sick." I'm like, "What?" And she's like, "I look at a roll and I gain about 10 or 12 pounds. You eating 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. And you ain't gaining nothing. You make me sick." So I think so too. I think that a lot of times it is easier for men.
Yeah, I think that men definitely drop it faster, but they do plateau sometimes for a longer time frame than women do, where women can kind of be more consistent for a longer period of time. But I do think it is, and I think that's just all about the makeup. I think that's all about, you know, the man's makeup.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
All right, so next question that we got before we get into this. What female body shape do men prefer? For me, it depends. It depends. Like, I'm not going to sit here and speak for all men. It just depends on what their preference is. Like, some men might like short and petite.
Mm-hmm.
Some men might like tall.
Mm-hmm.
Some men might like a little thick. And some men might not.
So
it just depends.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. So you have the hourglass body shape, you got the oval body shape, you got the spoon body shape, an inverted triangle, a rectangle, a spoon, pear body shape, diamond body shape, athletic body shape, the apple. So, you know, you always hear people talk about the hourglass, the pear shape, the athletic shape, the oval, and the apple.
There's so many.
There's so many. So those are the ones I think that you hear mostly about. But again, I agree with you. I think it just depends on the man's preference, on what he likes. I mean, a lot of women want that hourglass shape, right? But you know, some people aren't that, and some people's body is just not made up to be that. So I think it's per person. what, when you see a woman, like, what shapes attract you first, James?
See, I was ignoring that question because it was put in the comments. It was put in the comments.
Oh, I didn't even see it. Good job.
Ooh, y'all petty. Because, look, see them put that in the comments before you even ask that. Okay. For me, I like a woman. First thing that's going to attract me to a woman is a smile.
We talking about body shapes.
For me, the shape of the body doesn't matter. Mm. For me, mm-hmm. I am more attracted to your personality and what you look like on the inside. Now, mm-hmm. don't get me wrong. You got to be looking good on the outside, too. Do not get me wrong. I got to be attracted to you on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I am more of a guy that I'm gonna pay attention to the way that you act. And if we gel together, if I can be my crazy self around you and like you get my little lame jokes, then mm-hmm. I'm automatically gonna be attracted to you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say that, like, I really don't have like a type per se. Mm-hmm. It's because if I was to say that, then I would be lying.
Yeah.
Because I've dated some that was the hourglass shape. I've dated some that was the BBD shape, the Bell Biv DeVoe shape. I've dated some that was the athletic shape. However, it just depends on, for me, like, it depends on how we gel together. If we gelling together, yo, you got me. I'm not concerned about this shape if we gelling together.
Right.
So, what about you, Tempest? What about you? Since they done put me in a hot seat, I'm about to do it to you. Come on.
Well, all of my girlfriends can tell you, my closest ones know that I don't really have a type, but I can say that I like, one would say, the inverted triangle. So that would be the men that kind of have the nicely broad shoulders, you know, nice arms and kind of slender around the waist. But I see that. I like it. But that doesn't mean that I have to have it. That's the only type of man that I'm going to date. Because I've dated short, tall, you know, big, small, muscular, bald, dread, dark, light, darn near white. So,
you know, not darn near white, sis. Not darn near white.
Darn near white. So I'm pretty open. To dating. You know, shape size. I like you. Seriously, you know, a good person, good heart. You know, of course, when I see you, I just need to be attracted to you, and you could be anything that I just listed. You know what I'm saying? So, so I'm pretty open when it comes to that. I do prefer my black men, but you know.
Yeah. Same with me with the black women. Like, I definitely prefer that. All right. So your question is your turn to ask.
Should a man who is out of shape expect his woman to be in shape?
Now it depends on if he's willing to work on being in shape himself.
Right.
Right. Now, you can't expect your woman to be in shape if you ain't in shape.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a lot of men that let's be real. You can take that a million different ways. There's a lot of men that's living on champagne budget, living on a champagne lifestyle, but got beer budgets.
Right.
Like that. Let's keep it real. Like, no.
Yeah. So, I mean, as far as me, no, I don't think that, you know, he should expect that. Like, how are you sitting over there looking like a couch potato, but you want me to be looking like an hourglass? Yeah, like, no, baby. It's not that type of world. Like, let's get out here and do this together. you know, I think that it becomes like a body shaming in a way, you know, if your partner is making you feel some kind of way or has these high expectations of you, but don't have them of himself. Like, no, that's not what we're doing here, you know? So that is my thought. Like, you know, body shaming, body image, body positivity, that is, Lizzo has made that very popular. Loud, yes. And I do think that these children go through body shaming, and I can't even say just children, adults go through body shaming, right? And, you know, people making fun of people because of their size or their shape, whether they're big or small or in between, you know what I'm saying? But I think that this is what I was telling about my daughter. I don't like to hear, you know, we all maybe talk or say something about somebody. Oh, look how she walking or something, and none of it is okay. However, to just sit up and talk about people, like I was telling my daughter, to me, that becomes a reflection upon you. Are you ashamed of yourself? What is it about you that you don't like that you're sitting up here body shaming somebody else? Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Body image is such a big deal these days. People want to be small. People want to have full lips. People want to have certain eye colors. People want to have big bottoms or big hips or big boobs. And, you know, I remember when my daughter was, you know, coming into puberty, and I will never forget this. And she said, mommy, and I was like, what is it? She's like, you and my daddy cursed me. And I said, how? She was like, I have my daddy's lips and I have your backside. Of course, she didn't say backside, but she was like, your butt, you know? And I was like, Ava, I was like, when you become old enough, trust me, you are going to appreciate all of that. People are paying for what you are naturally blessed with. Now, fast forward, 16 years old, baby girl, love them lips, shine, gloss, looking good. Shape is beautiful, loves the skin that she's in, which I have always taught her to love the skin that she's in, right? And I understand that we all want to look better and do better, but do it for yourself. Don't do it because of that, because of what society is putting out there. You know what I'm saying? So I think that it's important to teach our children, teach our friends, teach each other body positivity, right? Because this is the body God gave us. If we want to put it on a spiritual note, this is the body that God gave us. God has allowed us to borrow this body that we're in, right? So being that we have borrowed this body, he expects us to take care of it. If we want to be more technical, should we get piercings? Should we get tattoos? Should we get any of those things? No, we shouldn't let ourselves get out of shape and out of proportion, right? We shouldn't mark up or scar up our bodies. It's so much to it. So what I've always said is, if you love the skin that you're in, or to love the skin that you're in, embrace who you are. We are all created in God's image, right? And be appreciative. That doesn't mean that you need to go out and abuse the body you're in. No, God doesn't want us to be obese, or he doesn't want us to be too skinny. He wants us to be healthy. Okay. You know what I'm saying? That he wants us to make sure internally, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually that we are healthy. So to me, body positivity is not just that physical, but also the mental, emotional, and the spiritual that goes behind it. Sorry, I kind of went on a rant there.
No, you good. That rant was needed. That was needed. So I definitely agree with you on that. I definitely agree with you on that 1,000%. So now, I think that was the last question we had on there.
Yeah, it was.
All right. So now, I was watching Baby Boy on the other night.
Wait. Before you finish, let me read this really quick. I found what I was looking for.
Go ahead.
One study from California, San Diego, found that men who work out at least 60 minutes in the gym per week reported that not only were their orgasms more intense and they could last longer, but they slept with more people because of their newfound confidence. So men that are physically fit and work out at least 60 minutes in the gym per week, only 60 minutes per week in the gym. Those are the studies that's the founding. That's the study. And in most cases, men have leaner muscles than women, which makes it easier for them to lose weight more quickly. Men want to lift and women want to do cardio. So encourage her to go with you to the gym. She can do what she is comfortable doing, even if it's mostly cardio. So that was the answer to those two questions about the bedroom activity and then about men losing weight. They do quicker than women. So I wanted to give you all that.
I agree with
that. Andrea said, oh, Lord. Sorry, Andrea. This is what we do over here. Sorry.
We keep it real. We keep it real over here. We giving y'all... Look, if y'all not wanting that realness, do not tune in to Real Talk Man. Because we're going to give you the godly aspect of things, but we're going to have these discussions that you're having. Okay, we're going to have these discussions that you're having at home, too.
Okay, so, like, good, Andrea. I didn't want to offend anybody, so that's not what I'm trying to do. Thank you for saying that, Andrea.
All right.
Okay, so go ahead with your thing. We're gonna do a little pivot right now.
Yeah, we're pivoting just a little bit. So I was watching Baby Boy, and as I was watching it, I ended up coming away with a different aspect of things and a different viewpoint on things. You know, a lot of times when we're watching Baby Boy, Taye Diggs' character normally gets a bad rep. AKA Jody. Normally he gets a bad rep because of the simple fact of everybody looks at him as a scrub in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. However, after watching it this time, Tyrese. So, but after watching it this time, I came away with a different viewpoint on it. Because let's be real, Yvette wasn't, even though I love Taraji P. Henson, Yvette wasn't doing everything she's supposed to be doing either. So what you think, sis? Who would you say was the...
I don't know if villain is the right word. I was asking my coworker, I was asking my person, we were talking about it. And because I haven't watched the movie in a long time. And... so I do remember Jody being, you know, he was kind of whack, you know, coming out of prison, you know, not doing everything he's supposed to, driving her car, it was like he was a spoiled brat. He was a mama's boy, right? Like, that's kind of how he was acting, you know. Now, was Yvette just absolutely wrong about how she handled some things? Not absolutely wrong. Could she have handled some things a little bit better from what I recall? Yeah, maybe so. But I also believe people treat you the way that you allow them to treat you.
Boom. I agree with that. But we got to be real. Yvette was on the phone with another dude while she in the house with Tyrese.
But they weren't together. She would just give him a place to stay. They wasn't back together, I didn't think.
They was. Tyrese and her were still together. Yvette was sitting here talking on the phone to this dude that's in jail. When the dude comes out of jail, Yvette is letting this dude stay in her house. Bruh, around her son. Bruh, no.
Are you sure they weren't broke up?
I'm positive. Because I will admit, Jody was doing his dirt too, because Jody was messing with a lot of her co-workers around that time.
I remember that.
And he was driving around in her car. I will give him that. But we got to be real about it. Like, Yvette was doing some foul stuff.
So I don't know that, like I said, I don't know that we can say that there was a villain, more so than there was a lack of maturity, and they both could have handled the situations better. What Corey say, man, she had a whole ninja in the house, fresh out of jail, around they son, smoking weed and being negative in front of the child.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Like I said, I can't remember the movie. I ain't seen it in years. I can't remember all the details. Okay, okay, okay.
Yes, he was.
Well, like I said, I'm not for one more than the other. I just said I felt like they both could have handled the situations better, for sure. Angel said no, they were broken up or had a fight, and she thought Jody was going to be at the door and it was her ex.
Now, okay. Now I do remember that. I do remember that. But however, she had told her ex that he could stay there. But no. So, like, in all honesty, like, I feel like both of them was wrong. I will give you that. Mm-hmm. But I will say that I put a little more of the blame on Yvette than I do Jody. Because I'm not saying that Jody was all the way right. Because he was a mama's boy. He was doing... He didn't know what he wanted. So I will give him that. But in my honest opinion, I think that like Jody was wrong and so was Yvette. But what I loved about it, the end of the movie, was they did finally get it together. So mm-hmm. I will give him that.
Mm-hmm.
So going back on the topic of what we was talking about on the night. Basically, if you're wanting a fit woman or a fit man, then you got to know how to motivate them. You got to know how to talk to them, and you got to know how to help them become what you are wanting. And on top of that, before anything else, they have to want it for themselves.
This is true. We got about 15 minutes. I think we can maybe talk about something.
Let's do it.
That may not, I don't think it will. I think we could probably handle talking about it in this amount of time. So, you know, there's this whole thing with, you know, going around about she's good enough to be a baby mama, but not a wife.
Oh, yep. That was one of our topics that we were working on.
I think it may be a 30-minute topic, kind of like this last one was. And mm-hmm. I know we got 15 minutes.
Yeah,
but I think that I want to know what you think about that. She's good enough to be baby mama wife. And of course, you know, I love Ashanti. I love Nelly. So this is kind of where this conversation is coming up at. Now, how do you all feel about that? When people say she's good enough to be baby mama, but not wife. How do you feel about that, James?
For me, I feel like a lot of times now we have glorified being the baby mama. We have mm-hmm. glorified being the baby daddy.
Mm-hmm.
We have spent so much time doing gender reveals and baby showers that we have forgotten about marriage. Mm-hmm. We have forgotten about what it ain't everybody's end goal, but what should be a lot of people's end goal, which is marriage. Because mm-hmm. let's be real and let's be all the way 100. We're going to keep it real on We'll Talk Monday. If the man dies or the woman dies, guess what? If you ain't married to him, guess what? You don't get a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like.
Go ahead.
It's just basically like you got to. Why settle for less when you are deemed for the best? Like, let's be real, Ashanti is drop dead gorgeous, and this ain't even Ashanti only. There's many celebrities that are glory that are okay more with being baby mama
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
than being a wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I think that, plus you don't have to sleep with everyone you date, in my opinion. No, that is a fact. That is
come on.
Me and my daughter was talking about that the other day. No, you do not. Absolutely do not have to sleep with everybody that you date. So when I hear she's good enough to be baby mama but not wife, I don't think that's always the case. I do know that... So let me say this about Ashanti and Nelly. I know that they had a love story before, right? And I do believe they have some type of strong, passionate love for each other.
I hope and pray that Nelly does marry her. I do. I really do. I'm going to have faith and believe that. And unfortunately, so many of us do or have done it the wrong way. I can say for me that definitely my intention, but like my parents say, when you play with fire, you get burned. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, things happen. Definitely wasn't going to be two times for me. One, and that's it, right? So I do believe that, you know, do I think that every time people are intimate with each other, they go into it with thinking that they're going to have a baby with this person? No, but you definitely know you need to protect yourself because you know that that is a possibility. You know what I'm saying? So I don't like to hear people say that. I hope no woman is walking around feeling like that they're good enough to be the baby mama. James, we're good enough to be baby mama, but not good enough to be the wife. I hope that, I know that that has happened, it's reality. But at the end of the day, you know, I feel them. If I'm good enough to be your baby mama, why am I not good enough to marry? You know what I'm saying? So,
But I think a lot of times it's mindset too. Mindset too. Like if the woman is going in there with that mindset, let me keep it real from a fella standpoint. If boom, BJ just hit it, just hit what I was about to say. Sometimes it's how she carries herself. If I meet you and you up here and you are not disclosing wifey material type things, then trust and believe me, you being my wife is the last thing that I am thinking about. Now, if I meet you and that's how you acting, then that's how I'm going to treat you. You can't be mad at me for treating you how you are acting. However, if I meet you and you have standards for yourself and you are telling me, look, we ain't dating, and when you come to pick me up, you got to open a car for me, door for me, you got to pull out my seat, you got to do this, you got to do that. If you are telling me these things, then guess what? That's making me see you like, oh, I can't run game on her. I can't do her like I do everybody else. She's different. I got to change the way that I react to her because she is showing me that she is not the regular.
So let me say this. Andrea, you said it. Why sleep with her if she doesn't carry herself well? Not just that, but why sleep with her unprotected? If she's carrying herself in a way that you know she ain't going to be your wife, but you just want to smash, Negro, where's your condom? Wear your condom. And her too, she should too. Make sure that he is protected. That is a fact. That is a fact. So yeah, all the stuff that you said, all the stuff that BJ says, I agree. However, it's not just a woman's job to protect the situation. The man should be protecting as well. So yes, if you don't see me as wifey material, why you want to sleep with me anyway? Because you just want what you want. If that's the case, then you need to make sure you got your condom. Okay. And yeah, some women can carry themselves like a wife and men still are going to try. They're still going to shoot. So if it's up, so if it's me and my person, we had this conversation. If it's up to the woman to make, it's up to the woman. I think he was saying the woman is the one who decides on whether you all are going to sleep together or not. Okay. Because you know, if not, it's going to be for sex, right? So if I'm allowing it to move forward, then I obviously want the same thing, which may be true. There's some women out there that just want to get their rocks off too, excuse me for the language, and be fine. And if that's what they want, fine. But again, protect yourself so there won't be a baby, okay? Protect yourself. So
I would agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much it. So some changes after she thinks she got you.
Yes, and they do. They will present themselves like where a lot of guys mess up and where a lot of women mess up is we will tell the person what we are expecting, what we want in a wife, or what we want in a husband. So what that person is doing at that point is within those first 30 days, you are not meeting that person. You're meeting that person's representative. They are showing you their best effort. They are going to put their best effort forward. Like, for example, if I'm applying for a job and I get the job, guess what? I'm going to do everything that job is telling me to do those first few months just until I know that I'm off of probation. If I really want that job and I want to stay at that job, and guess what? I'm going to keep doing what I have to do to stay there. But if I'm not really caring, if it's just a paycheck for me, then guess what? I'm going to start acting as if it's just a paycheck, and I'm going to start changing up once I think that I have what I want. And that's how a lot of women act sometimes.
They so men do up. It too.
We do.
I mean, I've had a man say, well, I didn't want to say too much too fast and push you away or turn you off. You know, I didn't know how fast this was going to go or that I was going to feel this way. So, you know, they wait to be super honest, right? They wait to be tell the truth. When I'm one of them women, I lay it all out on the front line. Lay all my cards out on the table. This is me. The same person you met 9 months ago is who you talking to today. Ain't much changed. Now, I'm probably a little bit more bolder, by the way. If you make me mad, I'm going to tell you a little quicker. But as far as keeping it real, that's just me. So, yeah, you know, men do it too. They switch it up or decide to tell the whole truth after you done fail for them. And then I'm like, damn, I'm in this. Sorry.
We good.
Like, dang, I done started liking you. And now you telling me this, like, man, I got to decide. Don't choose for me. Let me choose if I want to stay with you or work with you through these situations. You know what I'm saying? Don't choose for me. So, men do it too.
Yeah, we do. Because, and a lot of times, let me be real as well. A lot of times, a man, if we think that we can't have you, I'm not even going to say men, little boys, if we think that we can't have you, if you are playing hard to get, guess what? That's going to make a little boy work even harder because of the simple fact of you making it hard for him to get you. But then once he got you, He gonna turn into Martin Lawrence's character off of Thin Line Between Love and Hate. He's gonna play you to the point to where, yo, it was just a space for me. I wasn't really trying to be in no relationship with you. And I heard Andrea say, men too. No, men don't do that. Men are gonna be honest. We gotta keep it up front.
I mean, what is a man, right? Like, what
a man is somebody that's gonna be real, that's gonna keep it real, that's gonna be all the way around with you.
I think even men who, and I won't, so let me say this, men have their own set of insecurities and challenges. A man that is maybe intimidated, or a man that maybe is fearful of losing you, or a man that's not sure because they've had bad experiences with women in the past, they're guarded. So they're going to go into a situation slowly, not tell too much too fast, give a little bit of time because they're trying to fill you out, rightfully so. But don't let it get too far down the line before you reveal all the truths. You know what I'm saying? So I understand being guarded and being cautious because you've been hurt or disappointed, you know, in the past, but men definitely do it too. They do for their own reasons, right? Whether it's like, again, repeat, whether it's because they've been hurt or disappointed, they do it too. They do it too.
I would agree. So this was a good episode. We got about three topics in one. Look, this is good.
Right.
Look, we starting off 2024 with a bang. So y'all get ready. I promise y'all, 2024, Real Talk Monday is just going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to grow and get even better as time goes on. There might even be Look, y'all never know. We might pop up and do a live show on y'all sometime. You never know. Mm-hmm. You never know. But look, just be prepared because I've already got a glimpse of what God is about to do in 2024 with We'll Talk Monday, with all the shows that I do. And I'm excited. All we got to do is stay consistent and keep him first. And I promise you, the sky is the limit. So we appreciate you all rocking with us tonight. Please stay tuned next week. We will have our technical difficulties worked out. If you tune in to Instagram Live, we will be dropping this same show on Instagram. We will be dropping this same show on Instagram around 10 o'clock p.m. on the We'll Talk Monday Instagram page. So definitely tune into that. And thank you all for rocking with us. Thank y'all for supporting us. Thank you. Thank you. And tune in next week. We have another great show planned for you. Daisy will be on with me next week. We are excited about that. And we can't wait. So as I always say before I turn it over to Tevis, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments, meaning some things that we look at is bad. God is only turning it around for our good. Stay blessed, and be a blessing to someone else. Peace. Tevis?
Thanks again, everybody, for joining. I will continue to try to remember to send out invites. You guys are more than welcome. Please like and share. Always remember, my goal is always to allow my words and actions to minister grace and love to all those I come in contact with. I pray that each of you have a blessed and prosperous New Year's. And I will see you in a couple weeks, but make sure you tune in next Monday with James and Daisy for another great topic. Have a great week.
See y'all. Peace. Love y'all.